Welcome back to the final round here of the 2013 Grammys from HorribleNight.com. Wrapping up our games of the year, and we'll start this off with the competitive multiplayer game of the year. This is a little bit weird. Some of our nominees, I'm going to throw them all out there, and we can talk through their eligibility, because the whole release dates with betas and early access and stuff still keeps coming up. But first up, Super Pole Riders.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a problem. It's an alpha of a game from 2012. So, chew on that. Battlefield 4. War Thunder is my other question mark. Kind of, I love that game, though. Pokemons.
Yeah.
The Aaron McNeil agenda.
Mm.
And those are the ones that receive votes, but I'm going to throw out the rest of the list here. Hearthstone. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. Just Cause 2.
I'm surprised no one went in that direction.
And Grand Theft Auto.
Online.
Yeah. Okay, so Super Bowl Riders would win. Let's just go ahead and admit that. But I gotta get rid of it. I'm sorry.
So why is that?
Because it's an alpha, the alpha of a game that no one that came out in 2012.
Well, the game came out, but it's the alpha of the next version.
No, the game is not out. I only have it because I'm a Kickstarter of.
Okay. Backer. So the version we played.
Yeah.
Is the alpha of the next build of the original.
It's a 2012 alpha is what we played.
Okay.
The game Sports Friends will be out sometime this year, with Super Pole Riders.
All right. Well, it can win next year.
There you go. War Thunder, that was in beta at the end of last year.
Just came out on PS4.
Yeah, but for consistency's sake,
Did it just come out on PS4?
Not yet. It's coming out this year.
I was going to say, it's not out yet.
Yeah.
Because I was going to play it.
Okay. So that leaves us with this list. Did you play Black Flag multiplayer, Aaron?
Not competitive. I played the co-op. Wolfpack, whatever that's called.
Wolfpack.
So I don't really know if the competitive side is any different than, assuming it's still, you know, you get a target, you walk around, try to blend in, mm-hmm. stab people, but it probably all devolves into everyone's on the roof stabbing each other. So I don't know if I have anything different or positive to say that hasn't been in any of the previous versions of this. But the Wolfpack was really fun, but it's just not competitive. You wouldn't work together, so that kind of defies the name of this category.
Do you get to get in ship fights?
Unfortunately, no. You think maybe that's the next one.
Off.
Yeah, there's no jacked off fight.
Oh, no. It's still Assassin's Creed multiplayer.
I still think it's fun and unique.
The other things on this list are still that game's multiplayer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, Battlefield 4. Is it any different than Battlefield 3?
That's not a bad thing, but probably
go ahead
not.
And just put Planet Side back on here. Let's just give it to that.
Planet Side. Yeah. Euro Truck Simulator.
I like to pretend that the other cars are
the other cars
by actual
are
people.
Betas count, so that's why Hearthstone is actually eligible. It is closed beta, but it's still it was as closed as Dota 2 was. So I would actually prop up Hearthstone in this category. I don't know about anything about GTA.
I've played some online, and I mean, Coops seems familiar with, like, GTA 4 had online, and that, like, you're running around in that same city, Liberty City. And in this case, it's still you're running
GTA
around.
GTA 4 is not. Yeah, it's just you all run around. But the new one, there's actual, like, missions that you have to do with.
Yeah, there's, like, missions, and you go to certain places, and there's some really creative. I played it just earlier this week, and there is a race where a bunch of sports cars start on the roof top of the tallest building, and you all drive off a ramp, and the goal is, like, the racetrack finish line is only, like, a mile away from that building on an easy straightaway street, but the idea is you need to ramp off that building and then land your car on all four wheels. Otherwise, if you land incorrectly, your car will explode, and you will die. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to fuck this up royally, and it was... And I hadn't played online in a long time, but I landed my car. I was like, and I was surprised that I almost forgot that the race was still going. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't blow up. And all around me, I could hear cars just going, boom, boom, boom. And so I took off towards the finish line. Another guy's going, he crashes his car, and I took first. And I was like, this was pretty fun for playing GTA with other people. So,
okay. I'm okay with that.
I want to keep that one.
Okay.
Did anybody play Need for Speed Rivals? I can only go off hearsay that it was pretty good. So,
nope.
Damn it. I have a feeling that would... Okay. I mean, we're sticking to stuff we've played.
We don't play games with other people.
No. Competitively.
Not really. Awesome Knots is like the only thing.
Let's go... I mean... I
wouldn't call what you guys do competitive.
With Battlefield's Set issues, it's not something I'm excited to jump back into.
Could do...
Cut.
What is it? Starstorm? Awesome Knots came out this year?
Maybe.
Competitive. Mm-hmm.
I think we should put Starstorm.
Okay. I didn't play it, though, so I don't... Didn't you guys have some issues with it?
We only had issues with trying to do Deathmatch, I think.
But
so the competitive side of it? No.
Well, the whole thing
just
is...
It's just those characters,
those
though.
Characters, yeah.
I mean... So GTA... Just Cause 2... I'm fine with that.
What's the competitive side of it, though?
There's
it's a multiplayer.
Derbies and racing.
Oh, is there racing?
Oh, yeah, we had that.
If you actually jump on servers, like we jumped on a server where money didn't matter, but some of the servers, money matters. So, but yeah, I mean, for competitiveness,
early access.
I don't know. That was the okay, awesome Knots.
I would cut.
Here's my thought. It's Pokemon, Hearthstone, Grand Theft Auto. And I could also be talked into Assassin's Creed just because Assassin's Creed's solid.
You want to go Pokemon, Hearthstone, Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
So what's the competitive multiplayer in Pokemon?
That's why they're all on the 3DSs. It's for taking your Pokemon and playing against other Pokemon people.
Yeah, so you can get online and play Pokemon. You could be with friends nearby and play
online.
Pokemon. Yeah, you can play online.
So it's a turn-based thing. It's
still Pokemon, yeah, turn-based. Like, you all put in what move you want to use. So it's not like someone attacks you and then you get to choose, well, how do I counter this? You all put in your moves and then what plays out.
So is that...
Pokemon.
Is that... Like,
yeah! Right. I'm going to get rid of Scratch just
the best.
I mean, there's tons of Pokemon. The game looks good. The online's probably the most solid online
if you like Pokemon.
So if you like it, which, I mean, is me.
Yeah. Just you.
And maybe just me.
Out of everyone ever.
Oh, is this the first online Pokemon?
I think one of them before it might have done it, but it wasn't as solid of a connection and...
I'm okay with...
I could just heard something. I'll be right back.
All
right.
The noises are happening.
Whoa. Let's see what happened here.
Someone's coming in a boat.
So I think cutting Assassin's Creed then.
I would cut Black Flag. Okay. Just because I haven't truly played that competitively, and I think it's probably the same. More of the same.
I really got into Hearthstone. But I think it's as niche of an audience as Pokemon. I'd be okay with either of those winning. I don't feel strong about Grand Theft Auto. I've heard too many mixed things, but...
Grand Theft Auto did have its issues in the beginning. And Rockstar had to work really hard to kind of iron those out. But when I came back to it, it seemed fun. It was solid. I didn't have any issues. But yeah, the online was practically broken or swamped in the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's enough to say, oh, everything, now that it's working, isn't as good as something else. But Hearthstone looked like a lot of fun. I mean, I'm not really a card game kind of person.
And I'm not either. And the fact that it pulled me in is what elevates it for me. And I think it'll be a big deal. So
is everything all right?
Just some ghosts. Just some monster upstairs.
Goats or ghosts?
Goats.
Just some goats.
In the office ghost, late at night. Ghost, don't worry about it.
So I think my argument, even as like the lone Pokemon guy, okay, is I'm going Hearthstone or Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
Those are my two.
I can't speak to Grand Theft, so do you guys want a card game to win, or do you want Grand Theft Auto to win?
Card game.
I mean, to me, Grand Theft Auto sounds like it has more... I mean, it sounds like there's more people that play it, there's more options to playing it. So, I mean, I would vote for that based on that. I haven't played any of them, but, I mean, to me, it sounds like, you know...
Hearthstone's probably
a lot going for it.
Like, interesting. There's probably, like, you know, tactics involved, like, you know, creating your deck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then probably for longevity, I bet Hearthstone will be, like, around... there'll be a lot more people playing it for longer than probably Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that argument, too.
Yeah, that's probably true, too.
Okay,
we're going Hearthstone.
I have no opinion.
We are coin reasoning flip out which should win this category.
Coin flip, Hearthstone.
Hearthstone wins. Okay, that one was probably our best yet.
That one was amazing.
It's all down here from here.
Yeah. No, actually. Glad we got that out of the way. I'm actually thinking about cutting that category for next year, because that's just, we just don't.
It's not our
bag, man. But
that's how I feel.
Competitive multiplayer game of the year. Hearthstone Heroes of Warcraft is the winner. Pokemon XY and Grand Theft Auto Online are your finalists.
We apologize to everyone who actually plays a lot of competitive multiplayer.
Yeah.
Probably has very strong opinions about that category.
Take it up with Horrible. Take it up with Horrible Mike.
Jason, send all your emails to
Jason.
All
said, right. Jason said, ugh, card game. I know a lot of people enjoy it, though.
I don't like card games. Fucking love that game.
Yeah.
Well, I'm okay with giving it to a game that I can say that about. So, next up, best local multiplayer, your couch multiplayer games.
I think I voted Pole Riders for that, too.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Uh-oh.
Sorry for the bummer, but it gets to next win. Year. It gets to win 2014.
No, I'm fine because I don't have a couch anywhere to play on. No one to play with.
And no companions to play with.
Nominees.
I have played some Ouya.
He has to play
Ouya. Ouya.
He has to play Pole Riders Ouya by himself.
Ouya. I do play it.
You
well.
Could.
Battle Block Theater. Monaco. Super Pole Riders. Nope, no Super Pole Riders. Well, Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Everything got a vote. Except for...
Yeah.
But a board game.
Diablo 3.
Clue.
Mousetrap.
Super Mario Mousetrap. 3D World.
Euchre.
Luigi's Mansion? I didn't know that was possible.
That's me.
Was that a question?
I know that.
All right.
I can talk about that one.
Okay. Dark Moon. Okay. Charlie Murder. All right. Any other nominees? Legend of Dungeon was thrown out there. All right.
What about Towerfall and Samurai Gun?
Did anyone play them, though? Because I think they should
win. I play Towerfall. Towerfall is...
All right, Towerfall is available.
I want Towerfall consideration for PC.
Yeah.
Samurai Gun,
yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Shit.
Okay. I think that might be our write-in finalists.
Magic the Gathering.
An
expansion probably came out, too. Yeah.
Tell me, what is Luigi's Mansion's Dark Moon? What is that?
Tell us about it.
Tell me a little about that.
What's going on? What's going on with that game? Dark Moon, huh? That's interesting.
Those ghosts, man. So
my coworker is upstairs slamming doors.
The shit out of doors.
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon has some pretty fun surprise multiplayer in that you can get
surprise.
You can get four people together. They're all playing a different color Luigi in the year of Luigi, and you have to you suck up ghosts. And there's three different versions of where you either have to meet certain criteria that it randomly spits out to you. Like, you need to do this, and I need to go here, or you need to suck up all the ghosts, and you can choose how many floors you go up. And every now and then there's a boss fight. It's just, sloppy.
Different colored Luigis, you mean like white Luigi and black Luigi?
White Luigi, black Luigi, Hispanic. Asian Luigi. Non-white Luigi.
Okay.
That was a game featured in that YouTube video that I sent you guys. That was a game that those two lovers, those two kids who were in love were playing.
Oh, yeah.
And then they broke up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I guess my vote because of that. Towerfall should win.
All right.
But it's okay. Just kind of a little fun surprise thing that I didn't expect from that game. And
I like that. I'm going to strike Mario because we've kind of talked about its co-op issues.
Yeah, we kind of brought that up, and I don't think it's going to win.
Okay. Did anybody play Diablo 3 on PS3?
I played the demo.
Did you play it multiplayer?
I played the demo by myself with two controllers.
We cannot comment any further. I like all of these. I wish Superheroes was more than two players.
I would cut Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Okay,
for the same reason we'd cut it. Whatever the last time it came up in.
Yeah. Co-op.
Yep.
So do we have Towerfall on lock here for top three?
I think it's I think it's on lock. Yeah. I like Dark Moon, and I want to say Monaco.
Yeah.
How do we feel about Battle Block?
I like Charlie Murder.
I had a lot of fun with Battle Block, but I prefer Monaco.
I liked Battle Block, but I mean, it was really only that one day during the marathon we played it that I enjoyed it. Otherwise, it was like, ah, the narrator says funny things and it's stupid sometimes. But okay. So I would go Monaco, Luigi's Mansion, because I thought that was really fun, and Towerfall.
Yeah. It's a good list.
By Charlie.
Solid list. By Charlie.
I wanted Charlie Murder to be better.
Yeah.
I think it was...
Charlie wanted you to be better.
And I think local is the way to play it.
We had network issues,
but it's still fun, but maybe
over ambitious. It was more complicated than it should have been.
So
okay,
I haven't played any of these games, so go for it.
I like Monaco. I have a feeling that Towerfall is better, and I don't know about Dark Moon. So
Dark Moon, it's the word. It's longer.
Ethan, you played Towerfall in Monaco. Mm-hmm. Where's your vote between those two?
To me, Monaco, I think Monaco could get frustrating when you play. I think if you all aren't all on the same page. When we play, we all were trying to win. We were having fun too, so it wasn't too serious.
Josh
Towerfall,
wasn't.
If you're competitive, you're not competitive, you're going to have fun regardless. It's just, it's fast. I would pick it over that. It doesn't have the depth of Monaco, perhaps, but I mean, it's just a go-to. It feels like a simpler, more fun version of Super Smash Brothers.
Cool.
I really wish.
All right, Dark Moon versus Towerfall.
I really wish, as much as I've enjoyed Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon, I really wish I had played Towerfall. So I'm looking forward to playing that. I hear nothing but good things about it. It seems of the two. More accessible of a game to just jump in and learn and have some kind of fun with it. I'm glad someone's played it and it made this list. I think Towerfall is
Yay!
The winner.
I'll support that decision.
Right.
Yep. Best local multiplayer game of the year, Towerfall. Finalists are Monaco and Luigi's Mansion of Dark Moon. We what?
Wee.
Oh, I like this. I like this one.
Ooh, this is a good one.
These are all good.
Oh, man.
Oh, they're pretty. Yeah, they're pretty.
Oh, wait, never mind.
From here on out, they are rock solid. Best game music.
Ooh. Yep.
Shadow Warrior.
So this can be song or sound.
Shadow Warrior was pretty good. Death Metal Bunny scene.
Yeah.
Tough to top.
Oh, you fuckers.
Oh, no.
But I gotta still cast my vote. Nominees. The Last of Us.
I don't remember the music in that game.
Starbound.
Is that good?
Bioshock Infinite.
I don't remember music in that either.
Super Mario 3D World.
Do people have voices in Bioshock?
Were there things in Bioshock?
Was there ever noise?
I don't remember if there were things.
Tiny Barbarian.
Is there color? Shapes?
I don't remember.
Just one pixel?
Devil May Cry.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
flashback.
Yes.
Valda's story. Zelda.
Blood Dragon.
Oh, Blood Dragon's pretty damn
good,
too.
Other potential nominees. Gone Home, Risk of Rain, The Swapper, Rayman Legends, Rogue Legacy, Legend of Dungeon, and Payday 2. Anybody?
I
gotta put Rogue Legacy on there, just so... This is the one I've probably listened to the most.
Can we put the Dust Force soundtrack back on there?
It's always, it's, every it's year.
Every
that's year. Let me say that's what it reminded me of.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. Which one was that? Rogue
I've also
Legacy?
Listened a lot to The Last of Us. It's really mellow, but it's kind, it actually kind of reminds me of... It always makes me want to go listen to the Red Dead soundtrack.
I like the treatment to old music in BioShock Infinite.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I like just that basement scene with the guitar.
Yeah, which we brought
just
up.
Just that tiny little snippet. So good.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. Cut flashback.
Zelda's kind of weird.
Zelda's fine.
Because it's... Of course, it's great music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Valda's story, I thought, like, was better quality than I expected, but not necessarily huge standout. Mario, same thing. I like that they added some orchestral stuff to it.
Okay.
I remember the Tiny Barbarian stuff being real
awesome.
Real cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Last of Us. I like thinking of the ending, but I don't think it's going to hold up.
Yeah.
Fine with that.
You know, Blood Dragon nailed it for what it was.
It did.
But, like, aside from, like, I felt like I was pumped up at the beginning, and then I just kind of forgot about it.
Yeah. And if it was, best theme, I thought Blood Dragon had one of the best themes of the year, but I think overall some of these have way better consistent music.
I know, Coop can back me up on the Devil May Cry stuff. The music just, it fits, but it also, the gameplay kind of, it evolves with the gameplay.
Yeah.
So, in some pretty cool ways. So, it definitely adds the atmosphere there. In this regard, Rogue Legacy isn't holding up. So, yeah. I added that, so I will take it away.
Giveth and taketh.
Okay, shitballs.
Is that on there?
I'm okay with all four of these.
Probably pretty good.
I haven't heard Starbound music, but you'd have to fight me to take away Tiny Barbarian or Devil May Cry. So I guess it's between it and BioShock.
BioShock, I just like it for its cleverness. I like the cover stuff.
Yeah, like I said, it's the treatment of... The way they incorporated those songs, and then just the way those songs sounded, like the barbershop quartet version of a Beach Boys song, and then like them in the basement just singing that old hymn, man.
Yeah,
but the game's soundtrack, I don't really remember too much about.
I mean, okay, let's clarify this: is best game music the best music that complements the game, or because I mean, there's like BioShock is. Great soundtrack for the game. You probably wouldn't listen to it on its own.
I think it's more of it's on its own.
So you need to be able to listen to it on its own.
Okay. Yeah, as with the Dust Force soundtrack being our benchmark, which would actually knock Devil May Cry down compared to these two.
Yeah, it would.
I think Starbound is phenomenal. It really surprised me, but
Tiny Barbarian is epic.
I'd have to vote for Tiny Barbarian.
Chiptune epicness.
Where are you at, Aaron?
Something. What are you looking at?
I thought you were looking at the hallway.
I'm all freaking out now.
Yeah, I'm way back here.
Just lock all the doors.
I'm being sneaky. There's like one song in Starbound that I can just hear it in my head right now, and I really like it. It's kind of caught on to me. I haven't forgotten. Yeah. Tiny Barbarian, unfortunately, I couldn't hum a few bars of that right now if I wanted to, and I played through it. That's not putting down its how it is or its epicness. I just don't remember. And Devil May Cry, I can still hear that, but I probably least of anyone here, I don't really routinely listen to metal. I do have
metal,
that.
Metal music?
Metal music. But I have listened to that soundtrack outside of playing the game while fuming at one of my old shitty jobs. So
you'd actually have that second. So I just remembered...
I would have Devil May Cry second. Yeah. I can't remember Tiny Barbarian.
Right. So I discovered a series of videos at Starbound. So having not played the game, there's instruments in the game, right? Like microphones and things like that. There's a YouTube channel I found of people like just doing covers of like famous songs in Starbound.
Oh yeah,
500 miles is the video I've seen, and that is amazing. I watched it like 3 times in a row.
So the ability to create great music is just is in the game itself.
But that doesn't count.
It's like soundtrack. Well, it's like it's based on the noises within that game, and I think it fits even the soundtrack the game naturally has. It's just. I feel like it's a kind of a musical.
Where are you
game.
At with Starbound soundtrack there, Ethan?
It's really good. I mean, I think that I'm trying to think of the ones I would listen to Tiny Barbarian in my MP3 player. Yeah, I don't know too. If I'd listen to Starbound, but in terms of the game, Starbound does a really good job.
I feel like we've got 4 really strong opinions.
Yeah, I've listened to Tiny Barbarians on the set that SoundCloud soundtrack. Yeah,
it does win the Starbound would win the tiebreaker, but we've also got 4 on 1, so. I'm heading towards Tiny Barbarian.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to listen to Starbound.
No, it's
later.
Really fucking good. Like,
yeah, they're really good. Not take anything away from it.
So that is Jeff Ball behind the Tiny Barbarian DX soundtrack. You can best game music.
You can send your money to
Jeff Ball.
Care of Horrible Night.
You're welcome. Runners up: Starbound and DMC Devil May Cry.
Honorable mention to. So I don't even have to say it.
Apparently, during the combos, the game music actually matches like you're fighting or something.
I think I heard something.
I never noticed it. I've heard people say it.
In what game? In your game?
In that one game Jordan likes.
Yeah. In game of the year.
The music matches to the combos?
Yeah. I don't remember it happening, but I've heard.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I haven't finished it yet.
I don't remember. It's just not very memorable, I guess.
Looking at that butt.
Oh, man.
5 awards to go.
5.
Next up.
How many fish heads?
5. That like?
Indie Developer of the Year.
Andy.
Indianapolis Developer?
So this is a studio or an individual as well, if they didn't have a
Did
company.
Phil Fish do anything this year?
I'm sure he did something worth talking about.
Fez 3. Let's see here. Our...
Fez 3 should come out before Fez 2.
Fez 3.
Awesome.
There's a really bad Thanksgiving horror movie that did that. It was so good, they skipped the sequel and went straight to the third.
that's nominees for Indie Developer of the Year. Vlambeer, who has Nuclear Throne and Ridiculous Fishing this year.
Oh, yeah. You'll get there.
Yeah, I'm losing my ability to type. And Fulbright Company for Gone Home. Suspicious Developments.
Gunpoint.
I don't know if I trust
Gunpoint.
Them. I think the
I
name
need to play
them.
Some more Typing of the Dead. Jeez. Galactic Cafe.
You wouldn't be very good.
No. The Stanley Parable. next. Cellar Door Games for Rogue Legacy. And Hopu. Hopu Games for Risk of Rain. Others for consideration. Tribute Games, Mercenary Kings. Simigo for Year Walk and Device 6. Facepalm Games for The Swapper. Endless Fluff Games for Valda Story. Minor Key Games for Eldritch, and Zen Studios for Castle Storm and ongoing Pinball FX pinballing. And none of those jump out. Maybe Simigo, but... okay, I think Vlambeer's obviously got an edge, and I also, outside of their games, just their kind of ongoing promotion of indie development and how they're trying to better position themselves with some of the companies. I'm kind of partial to that.
But this isn't the most copied indie.
Most copied developer.
Developer of the year.
That's funny. Let's see. I think Suspicious Developments. We've obviously been talking a lot about Gunpoint.
I think as far as achievement, the Gunpoint guy.
I like those top three.
Yeah, I want to keep.
I like those top three a lot.
I do like Galactic Cafe for what they've done and how they brought Stanley Parable to be.
Yeah. So
Risk of Rain, I would drop. I said that so bluntly.
What the fuck is that on this?
I said that so bluntly. I don't mean anything by it. It's a good game. Good job, guys.
Yeah, and I've Cellar Door Games, they were the you might know them from such games as Don't Shit Your Pants. they've come along. Oh,
really? They did that game?
They did that.
Oh, that's funny.
So, I forgot about that.
Give them that shout out. Do you want to swap Stanley Parable in for any of those? I feel like it's up against probably.
Can we talk
Gone
about
Home.
The fact that that's, you know, a mod? That game's actually been around for a while.
That's kind of why I was, as far as this year, like impact this year, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Doesn't seem to be any arguments there. There are our finalists.
Break my heart.
Just crushing Aaron. Pick a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Thanks, man.
Based on previous conversations, I'm guessing it's between Valambeer and Suspicious Developments. Is anybody pulling for Fulbright, or can we mark them as finalists?
Apparently, from what everyone said, they did an amazing job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's still Gone Home and is a amazing work of storytelling.
Interactive narrative.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't played Gunpoint, but man, I'm excited to play that game. It's going to be fun. I know it. Yeah, like Nuclear Throne or Ridiculous Fishing, those just seem like just mobile phone games to me.
Those are more fun games, and they are good. I mean, Ridiculous Fishing obviously is a mobile phone game, and Nuclear Throne, they're doing like fun things and experimentations. It's hard to say like any of their games are exactly the same as some other game that they've done.
Yeah.
They seem willing to take risks, and that's why I like Valambeer. However, Suspicious Developments, just the Gunpoint kind of, to me, it came out of nowhere, and then the whole thing about, you know, like one guy like really kind of rising above, the writing's pretty solid. The game has pants that make you jump. Mm-hmm. There's just so
much.
Game
pants?
The game has pants.
The game's got
some pants. And I just kind of feel like,
so you're with Gunpoint.
I feel like that elevates me.
I think the achievement of Gunpoint.
Yeah, the achievement
makes,
of
like,
it
makes that guy the indie.
So I would argue that Gunpoint is the better of, even if you combine Ridiculous Fishing with Nuclear Throne, it's a better game.
Yeah.
But the quality of Nuclear Throne with Ridiculous Fishing combined with kind of Valambeer's impact on the industry this year in particular is why I'm kind of giving.
So what do you mean their impact? What they
just like they're really outspoken, and I think for other smaller developers, like as far as affecting how publishing deals work for these guys, and just you know, they're kind of dicks and they're kind of outspoken, but I really like their changing things for the better by sticking their neck out, and I think they do a lot of good stuff, and it's a big year. So
they had a pretty good panel at GDC.
Ethan, Coop.
I'm torn. I mean, I see both sides of it. I think that it's real. I think it's a toss up between Valambeer and Suspicious Developments. I think that you're definitely right in terms of you know, the impact and just the fact you've got two pretty different games that are doing well, but Gunpoint to me is still quite an achievement because, I mean, you know, for a first-time studio, quote-unquote, to do that and be so successful, I mean, if you look at the numbers and the sales in that game, I mean, it did unbelievable, more so than anybody expected. So I definitely think I'm probably pulling for Suspicious Developments.
Okay. Coop,
bring it home.
Don't. Are we split? Am I the deciding factor?
I'm outnumbered. I need to know if I have more ammunition.
I don't know. I see both sides too. I would say I lean.
Jason just plus one gun.
Oh, okay. So I already have his vote.
I probably lean a little more towards Gunpoint.
Okay, fine. You could. Would you like to add anything?
No.
Okay.
Don't be sad about it. Just be excited. Yeah.
Okay, it's congratulations, just
development, man.
I'm okay.
No.
They're both great, and if we could do a two-way tie, I would.
What a shitty
advocate for
site
that
would be.
Yeah. Indecisive pricks.
Indie developer of the year is every indie developer.
It's all the indie developers for different reasons.
Way to go.
All right, congratulations.
For different reasons.
Indie developer of the year is Suspicious Developments for Gunpoint.
Pants.
Pants. And pants.
And pants.
Because of pants, probably.
Because of pants.
Yeah, if you had a man.
If it weren't jumping pants, it probably wouldn't be considered for any of this stuff.
Finalists are the Fulbright Company for Gone Home and Vlam Beer for Ridiculous Fishing and Nuclear Throne. All right.
Oh,
get ready. Do we need to stretch this next one?
This one could.
This one could be meaty.
We are a story.
Next up is Story of the Year. So get ready. Sorry, this one's taking me a little. To document here.
A lot of stories this year.
Oh, a lot of stories told.
A lot of tales were told this year.
Some about two sons.
Some. A few.
Really?
There were some sons? Children. There were some stories with kids in them this year. There were a few. A
lot of kid-related stories, yeah.
There were some adults. You know, there were some deaths. A lot of deaths. A lot of people. A lot of stories about people dying.
Not many births.
No.
No, not a single story about birth, actually.
Not a gameplay aspect. I think
probably not too far off. I'm sure there will be a
it's happened.
Birth simulator.
Aren't you like born in Fallout?
Surgeon simulator DLC will be.
The story of the year nominees.
Cut the umbilical cord.
I only heard half of that conversation.
It's a
birth simulator.
It's a boy, girl.
Story of the Year nominees, The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You can play it, and that was a good story.
Gone Home. I would hope so. BioShock Infinite.
I wasn't enthused.
I don't quite understand
the story.
Saints Row
4.
Saints Row 4.
And Blood Dragon. Other nominees, Zelda A Link Between Worlds, Gunpoint, and Call of Juarez.
Juarez.
Gunslinger. All right. Do you want to throw Gunpoint in, Ethan?
Compared to those, no. Yeah.
All right.
It was a fun story, but compared to those, no.
I think it's got
to be real.
I would take those two off.
Can we get real? Like, thanks for playing Saints Row 4, Blood Dragon.
Yeah, who put those in?
Hey, we got an interesting
hacked.
Panel of voters.
Got hacked.
Yeah, I was surprised on both of those, but yeah, that's fine.
Who gets cut? Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I would say we can probably get rid of Brothers because that story is probably not like that original or anything.
Yeah,
it's moving.
True.
But
I'm with Jordan.
You can probably...
I'm with Jordan.
The story as a whole is not as strong.
Yeah, it's yeah.
It had some impactful events that happened in the story, but the story is really not that great.
BioShock Infinite, and then, you know, even from what I hear about Gone Home, like those, like you don't know what's going to happen. Like but everything that does happen, like it was, you liked it. You liked the way that it wrapped everything.
Damn it, we agree with Jordan.
Now let me tell you about this story and remember me. I just... Sorry.
Please don't. Man,
who here is a fan of science fiction? Good old Asimov.
I like
good old Asimov.
Good old Asimov.
Okay, so...
I don't even know where to start.
I want to start with Gone Home.
Since I didn't play Gone Home, I don't know if I can really say too much about...
Wait, you've played Gone Home.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
And so I watched you play it, and I missed the ending, but went back and watched the ending.
So you did miss the ending.
So then I missed the ending again. Huh. No, but...
I think it's the weakest of the three.
That's where I was kind of going with that. I think it tells a cool story, but I don't know if the story itself is story of the year. I think it's the way that story unfolds and how you find out the details.
Yes. It's like, it's kind of the brothers situation, except there is actually more story in Gone Home.
There's more story.
Yeah.
But it's you figuring
right.
it out.
So
here we go. The Last of Us or BioShock Infinite.
The scope of BioShock Infinite is really impressive, and I feel like that's where it gets its
story.
And almost like it, because it's dealing with like quantum entanglement kind of junk.
Okay, actually.
So if at any point you're like, well, let's set up
it doesn't make sense because of this. Well, you just don't understand the way physics.
Are we going to say spoiler alerts?
We might. Oh, it's, yeah, this will.
We'll try not to spoil it.
Heavy science. High theory or whatever.
The thing with BioShock.
High science.
Is I wanted the game to get out of the way of this story. Like the story. Like I want to read it. I want to watch a movie. I want to like.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of when like a game is about to do like this in-game play cinematic thing that it just takes control out of your hand, because that game would do this thing where you'll walk into a room and Elizabeth runs over and she's looking out a window or doing something. Except that, well, you have control of your character,
you
and so I'm looking in trash cans trying to find money. And oh yeah, Elizabeth, all right,
talking. Okay,
all right, I hear her talking.
Here it is.
Okay.
BioShock's more about story. Last of Us is more about the characters. Like my vote's going towards BioShock on this one.
Hmm.
Is what happens to the characters in The Last of Us not considered story?
I mean, actually, I don't want to diminish The Last of Us because I think it's an amazing story too. But
yeah.
Okay.
And like incredibly, like the thing I love about The Last of Us story is, especially towards the ending, is just how human it is.
Yeah.
And how Naughty Dog didn't pull any punches, and it's amazing, like just how relatable they made that story. Like it's great, but I'm in awe of the scope of BioShock in this one.
Huh.
Coop?
I'm trying to decide.
Where are you leaning?
I was leaning on Last of Us. I think it told the story better.
Mm-hmm. BioShock is...
I understood.
Yeah.
And that's probably it. The Last of Us was not hard to understand. It was a very straightforward, told story with great characters. BioShock, you definitely had to pay attention and think about it.
And then watch a YouTube video.
And then watch a YouTube video.
And then go to a four-year university dedicated to it.
Yeah, and then write a paper.
Write a thesis.
It was all about the Wikipedia for me.
Yeah, I know.
I
could probably get behind BioShock.
But your argument to convince yourself just flipped me the other way.
Yeah,
that make, like...
I don't.
I'm locked.
I like, but so I BioShock's story because I read through and then understood it the way it presented it to me.
Yeah, no, a good story, you shouldn't have to read to figure out what a story meant if it was a good story.
The ending aside, I love that journey of the two of you.
That was
like of you and Elizabeth, like all the little interactions, like the dialogue, like the whole part where like she realizes like you're here to kidnap her and like you will kill people, like, and she suddenly becomes terrified of you, like that whole story was a lot of fun too. But then I think The Last of Us just did that much better than
the character interactions.
I think in Last of Us was more powerful than in BioShock.
The Last of Us made you feel like you're in the story.
Yeah.
BioShock, you're just kind of watching, trying to figure it out.
Aaron, where are you?
I am with The Last of Us, and I really had fun with BioShock's story, and I do like that interaction between Booker and Elizabeth, and I liked discovering what Columbia was, and, you know, just all the shit that's happening there, and then the ending, while it could be considered confusing, and it probably is, I thought it was a fun reveal, and I had a lot of fun with that. But The Last of Us, I just thought was so much better told. Okay. I cared more about what was happening with the characters, and I felt like less things were black and white in The Last of Us. And they kind of do that with BioShock Infinite too. It has its moments, but I just feel like it's just a more grounded, understandable story in The Last of Us, and I enjoyed it more.
So what you were saying about the gameplay getting in the way, I heard someone talk about one of the main like pieces of the way that BioShock Infinite ends, like one of the main characters in the game's death scene should be a, like, the game grabs you and walks you over and you now watch this main character die, but it's gameplay, and so that guy completely missed it because he what's over there. And so again, like I said, Elizabeth goes over to the window, and this whole thing is going on out.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, outside of your field of it. And then he heard about it later, and he had to get on like YouTube and
All right. And so what's your vote?
I would go with The Last of Us. Consistent, good story.
I'm going to say Last of Us.
Ethan, are you going to put up an argument?
No, not necessarily. I think it's really... I mean, I think you do really have examples of characters versus story, but you also have to look at, you know, again, with the gameplay, like, does it flow? And I'm assuming Last of Us flows much better. And that, to me, like, BioShock broke you out of the story way more than it should have.
Yep.
The gameplay didn't offend me, but again, like, when you look at it, it was a more fantastical story. I think it was a story that took more chances, okay, perhaps.
Here's my final pitch for The Last of Us. Last of Us is a story I would rather play. BioShock's a story I'd rather, like, read or...
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say.
I would watch BioShock Infinite, the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be good.
I think the story could work in a game. It just... Again, the thing has so much going on. All right.
Yes.
Story of the year.
You did it, Last of Us.
The Last of Us. I think that's it. Think
Trump the Beast.
All right. The... last batch of confusing categories here. We got two sets of downloadable games of the year. This year we broke it down. These are digital-only games or digital-first games. If it came out packaged much later, we don't care. But this is for the $10 and under category.
Does that include Steam sales?
This is the base price, original price. It's not an exact science, but...
Is this the button award or cap?
Nominees are Tiny Barbarian, DX, Gunpoint, Oregon Trail, which somebody confirmed that that's a 2013. Like the whole director's cut side of that might be a 2020.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
SteamWorld Dig. Papers, Please. Which should have actually been at least talked about in the story of the year, now that I think about it. Other potential. Oh, and then Risk of Rain. That keeps boosting Risk of Rain a little bit. Yeah, it's only $9.99 or something. So. Other nominees were One Late Night. Hammer Watch and Delver.
Delver! I own it. Haven't played it.
Oregon Trail was released on mobile in 2012, and then Steam.
Okay.
2013.
We'll see where it lands here.
Gunpoint's going nowhere.
Gunpoint is probably it's the one finals lock. I think everything else. I would like to prop up. I would probably go with Papers, Please, and then I'm fighting between Tiny Barbarian and Risk of Rain.
Tiny Barbarian only because there's more episodes that you're going to get, so it has to me. That's why.
Do we buy the full thing? Like, do we get those free, or do we buy the additional episodes?
Yeah. You bought the full thing, so you get them.
Oh, nice.
I did not know that. It just got better.
I don't really get That's Risk cool. of Rain. I've seen a couple of, like, YouTube.
It's
I've like. Watched a couple of people play it.
It's cool, though.
Okay.
It's a fun game. But I would drop it from the list.
So Oregon Trail doesn't seem to be talked about in SteamWorld Dig, so those are definite.
Oregon Trail's funny, yeah.
It's funny. And SteamWorld Dig is a good game. It's a fun, solid game, like, especially when it first came out on 3DS, but...
So are we dropping Risk of Rain? Or are we...
I would drop it.
Okay.
To the other three, I would drop it.
Okay.
Gunpoint next.
I would vote for the other two, but I think I'm the only one.
JPT confirms Oregon Trail was March.
Oregon Trail was March for PC.
Yeah, that's true. Was it iOS?
Didn't end up mattering. But
yeah, 2012.
iOS. Yeah.
Papers, Please was really cool. Like. It had an awesome new gameplay gimmick. Like, I love the artwork in that game, and then it had like a really cool choice thing to it. Like, that game just had a lot of stuff packed into it.
My order is Papers, Please, Tiny Barbarian, Gunpoint. Only because I think Gunpoint lost points with me because I've played so many puzzle platformers.
Papers, Please is unique. I'll give it that. I would have never thought that you could build a game around concept.
Yeah.
It's unique.
And a fun game that you enjoy playing.
I didn't play it. I've only I've watched
but
it.
But you enjoyed watching. But, like,
but is that third on your list? I know you like to
I mean, it's third on my list from games I would enjoy playing.
Yeah, and then what's your order, Ethan? I'm trying to figure out if I even have a chance to get Papers, Please up there. So,
I would say Gunpoint, Tiny Barbarian, then Papers, Please.
Aaron?
I would say Gunpoint, Papers, Please, Tiny Barbarian.
You just made it interesting.
George.
Yeah, I would go Gunpoint, Tiny, and then Papers. Only because I just realized,
I'm conceding. So,
okay.
You just want to watch the Colts game?
No. I'm picking my battles. Picking my battles. That game is not going anywhere. So, downloadable game of the year, $10 and under, Gunpoint. Other finalists, Tiny Barbarian, DX, and Papers, Please. Please.
So, I mean, for most of us, it seemed like Gunpoint was number one, and then from there, it's a mix-up.
Yeah, kind of when I realized. With Gunpoint being my third one.
I don't know if I would... I enjoy watching people play Papers. I don't know if I would enjoy playing Papers.
Yeah,
I feel like I would get real stressed out.
That's where I am
it
with Papers.
It is stressful.
Yeah.
And you can prove you're a terrible person.
It'd feel like work.
It's just your family.
Yeah, man, I like watching people play.
That's all right,
guess what? This is above $10.
all the way up?
Hey, if you guys can come up with a better way to break this down, I am open. But our categories...
I download all my games.
Or categories. Our nominees.
Illegally?
Pirate Bay.
It's all kinds of above $10 downloadable
all my games.
This is kind of wide open because it's, man, like there's that whole like $10 to $20 tier and then there's like, $30.
And there's like Kickstarter 2000.
In the past, hasn't it always been like our $10 to $20 range? Is that what this is? Or is
it? This is, it's above $10.
Anything above $10?
So we've got State of Decay. Gone Home, Rogue Legacy, Starbound, Stanley Parable, Brothers, Jesus Christ.
Bros.
Blood Dragon. What did I do there? Call of Juarez, Gunslinger. Other potential nominees. Guacamelee, Volgar the Viking, The Swapper, and Valdis Story. Anything else come up today that you feel belongs in this group? All right.
I can't think of anything.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a strong bunch.
Fuck!
Okay, so... I'm eyeballing, just to start this off, I'm eyeballing State of Decay for removal. I know, Ethan, I believe you like that one a lot. And I like it too, but against other games on this list, mixed with the level of jank when it first started, even though it had fun, and it took a while, I guess, for them to patch it up, but I keep finding it hard, and I tried to play it like the other day. I find it hard to get back into it from where I started, but I recognize the fun that's there.
Yeah, I could take State of Decay and Blood Dragon off.
And can we throw in Stanley Parable?
Some of those other ones.
That was the one I was eyeballing.
So State of Decay, Stanley Parable, Blood Dragon?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's see where this leaves us. It's a good looking list.
I feel like Starbound's, compared to all the other ones, just cute. Like a cute little game.
So I'm kind of looking at this as far as like value of how good of a game you get for what you're paying for. I could almost remove Brothers because it's so short.
And they, in chat, earlier, they were saying it's not worth $15. Like two or three people.
And I mean, I compare that to like how many people bitched about Burial at Sea not being worth $15 because it's only 2 hours long. I mean, if we're gonna go for value based on length, I mean it's a good game.
Yes, I'm not talking
game
value
story.
I think additionally the problem with Burial at Sea was the fact that it is part one of two and it costs so much.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying, and that
I mean, it's like sway me with that one.
I would drop Brothers.
It's like what makes Brothers?
Because I am eyeballing a different game.
Okay, so yeah. Brothers and Gone Home probably about the same game time, right?
Yep.
A couple hours. And then you think Rogue Legacy, like the only thing that keeps that game makes the gameplay long is just the fact that you're doing the same thing over.
Replayability is high on Rogue. Rogue-like.
I want to cut Rogue and Starbound.
I was going to keep Rogue.
Yeah, I'm good with cutting Starbound.
Yeah, because it got our beta, didn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Jason said, you'll get a lot of your money for Starbound, but that's like if you just go all in on Starbound, and that's all you're going to be doing.
I'm not, the Minecraft kind of a thing.
I'm quality over value in these. So the money, I if there's a better way to break it up, I wouldn't even bring up the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the only reason I was going for value is because we put the price points on it. It's like we're distinguishing a difference in games below $10 and a difference in games above $10.
And I don't want to buy Brothers yet until I can catch it on a Steam sale.
And I had that same feeling with Gone Home.
But then, like, I blame Steam sales for that because I can't buy
it. I was like, if you cut Brothers for that, you got to cut Gone Home because it's even more expensive.
Yeah, and I feel like if that's the argument we're working for, then probably Call of Juarez is probably the most value.
That one's not getting cut, so it's not an option.
Oh, I wasn't saying. Yeah, I'm just saying along that theory, that would be the
okay.
Number
so,
one
did,
on
were
the,
we good with
board.
Cutting Starbound?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that, Ethan? What are you cutting? Finals.
I'm not 100% sure because I don't have a frame of reference for a lot of them.
Yeah.
I feel good Starbound not necessarily being up there because it's our beta. I just don't know about the other ones enough. So I almost feel like I'm feeling good about Rogue Legacy. I really thought that was a really well done game. So we could do Starbound as long as we can keep Rogue Legacy up there.
Okay. Deal making.
So it's kind of between. Oh shit. Okay, who's I want to keep Brothers. Is anybody else want to keep Brothers?
I do, but I also didn't play Gone Home, so
I didn't play Gone Home.
I'm fine with it.
Do you want to keep Brothers?
I would keep Brothers over Gone Home.
Okay,
as a panel of men.
Yeah. Between Brothers and Brothers.
As a panel of
men. Get that girly game about feelings and reading diaries. Get that out of here.
And Kennedy conspiracies.
I'd be okay with cutting Gone
really?
Home.
Really?
Like, okay
yeah, the father and
awesome.
Gone Home.
I'd be okay with Rogue Brothers.
Is a conspiracy theorist.
Gunslinger. That's
awesome. Rogue Brothers
for Kennedy's
and Gunslinger.
Death.
I can get behind that.
Rogue is number one.
I'm not saying that, but
no.
That's just leaving
that's
him
Jason.
On the board.
Yeah, that's Jason.
Okay. And Jason's trying to take
and
over.
And that's I agree with Jason, so.
Oh, okay.
Starbound? Starbound's your second one?
Well, I've only watched you play Call of Juarez. So I can't say it's better than Starbound.
I was going to say, I don't have a frame on that one either.
All right, so our finalists are Rogue Legacy, Brothers, and Juarez.
Watching you play Call of Juarez, like that game looked pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My order is Brothers, Juarez, Rogue.
Rogue Legacy is more my style of game for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah,
2D. You know,
there was a lot to it. It was just a good. I mean, it works in a lot of different ways. You know, in your that quick little session of gaming, it also has some longevity to it. It was really polished in terms of controls, mechanics, a lot of content. I mean, that's a really really good full package. It was funny. It was entertaining. And it also kind of made me, it kind of gave me a Castlevania fix in kind of a way. Yeah. You know, that was kind of a.
Where are you at, Coop?
Yeah.
What's your order?
I've got, I would say Juarez Brothers Rogue. For me.
We've got Rogue third place. They've got Rogue first.
I'm good with Rogue being lower.
Don't give up on me.
Because like I'm excited to play Brothers because that game seems like that's gonna
now I haven't invoke. I haven't I should say that I haven't played very much Rogue.
But I haven't played any. Just
I've looks played like a little bit of
game.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, that I think Brothers is going to invoke some of that Team ICO gameplay.
Yep.
That's why I'm excited to play that game.
I mean, I guess technically I should put Rogue above Brothers since I tried to cut Brothers.
Sounds like you should start rapping or something.
Yeah.
Cutting Brothers.
But it doesn't matter because I still think Gunslinger should win.
And Rogue also wins the tiebreaker.
That's what I was looking at.
I don't think Gunslinger is going to. I can't get behind it for number one. I could make a case for Rogue just because I know it kind of took over our crew. So
yeah.
I mean, Gunslinger was pretty much just me and you, but it's a.
I'm happy with it being in the finals. It gets
first game I streamed on the channel was Rogue Legacy.
Oh, history. No. That's why it won.
Yeah. History.
Downloadable game of the year, Rogue Legacy. Huh. Finalists, Brothers of Tale of Two Sons, Call of War as Gunslinger. All right, all the hard stuff's over, guys. If we got one, just one more.
Just one more?
Just one more, and we get to go home.
Let's just phone it in. Yeah.
All right.
Let's start packing stuff.
Game of the year.
Just type it.
Hey, remember me.
So
remember me. New Leaf.
So we're going to actually narrow this down to five finalists, okay, and then pick a winner because that'll be easy. Just gonna go through them. Here we go.
Is there a cat dying somewhere?
I heard the cat twice. Yeah, BioShock Infinite.
It's not my fault.
I don't know what that is. It's either a kid's crying and screaming, or it's a cat being killed.
I think it's a cat, like overdosing on. Cocaine? Okay.
Game of the year is
a Game of the Year nominees.
Cat dying?
Cat dying? Game of the Year nominees: BioShock Infinite, XCOM: Enemy Within. I'm just gonna name these. I'll type them up. The Last of Us, Gone Home, Zelda: Link Between Worlds, Super Mario 3D World, Tomb Raider, Devil May Cry, Rogue Legacy. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons, Papers, Please, and Blood Dragon. Those are the ones that got votes. Which is really interesting when you go back. I now have to add the ones that won previous categories, too. So hold on. So we're going to go ahead and... so we add...
What does the cat want for Game of the Year?
We add gun points.
Yeah, gun point.
And...
Gunpoint didn't win the $10 under category, did it?
What's that?
Gunpoint didn't win
$10 under category. No, we did.
Yeah, Gunpoint, Papers, Please, Tiny Barbarian.
Okay.
Gunpoint. Okay, so we add these here. Anybody want to throw out anything else?
I want to not add anything new to this huge list.
Tomb, DMC, Rogue Legacy.
Can add New Leaf to it.
Drink.
And Tiny Death Star.
Okay, I can't eliminate games that have lost because they might still make the final five, but that will come into play if it's. Like, we're not going to choose Papers, Please over Gunpoint kind of thing.
Okay.
Due to the other ones, so. The other nominees that didn't receive votes, Ridiculous Fishing, Rayman Legends, Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag.
Blood Flag.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Pirates Creed
Blood Flag. Pokemon XY, Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Payday 2, Call of Juarez, Dragon's Crown, and Ni No Kuni. All right. None of those have legs. Okay.
We can probably get rid of all the little indie games.
We can get rid of Mario.
You get rid of Mario because we've been knocking it down all night.
Okay, we're looking for five.
Now, Enemy Within, is that How is that considered for, I guess, Game of the Year as an expansion?
Blood Dragon's also...
Well, okay, I see your points. I still want to hear the argument for that.
I don't think in the end XCOM is going to be Package of the Year, maybe, but Game of the Year, I think Game of the Year story has a little bit to do with that, and I mean, it has to factor in somewhat, so it'd be tough for me to argue too much on Enemy Within.
Yeah, I'm actually understanding where Aaron's coming from. I'm going to strike it. Okay. We're down to 3, 6, 9, 11. Blood Dragon, I love you.
Yeah, it's not Game of the Year. I predicted it, but it's not.
I love you. Michael Dean's in here just to prop his brother's propaganda.
Just to say brothers.
Okay.
Papers, please.
I could cut Papers, Please.
I could cut Papers.
I'm eyeing Papers, Please and Gone Home.
I feel like Papers, Please is a very, I don't know, there's a select select audience that type of game appeals to.
I'm gonna play it. Like,
those are deep waters right there.
That should be the subtitle for the next Pirate's Creed. Deep Waters.
What'd you say about Gone Home?
I was eyeballing it. My ball and Gone Home and Tomb Raider, based on my personal preferences.
For removal?
Yep.
I feel like Tomb Raiders are strong.
I enjoyed Tomb Raider.
I did too.
I would get rid of Gone Home.
Although, let me check. I don't remember if Tomb Raider might have not even made my top five.
Hypocrite.
Gone Home?
I think Gone Home can go.
Yeah.
Home.
I hope we remember it.
Oh.
3, 6, 8. We need cutting three more.
Okay, now obviously you got a Zelda game on there, so
I mean,
but
I did have Tomb Raider in my top five. Brothers was not in my top five.
Brothers is not in my top five.
It doesn't affect me.
I had it number 6 in my top 10.
Just one off.
But a game like Zelda, I mean, is near as fun as some of those other games on here? Was it a great game for like the nostalgia of it?
All right, let's go the other way. What's in the finals?
Last of Us.
Last of Us Infinite.
It was already ready to go.
It's there. Fixed.
That was our layer for Game of the Year.
Whole thing's been pre-recorded like a week ago.
You're dead to me, Coop.
We're just reading Justin's script.
Sorry, Dean.
I think...
Okay, so I'm going with...
So, Tomb Raider, you guys aren't feeling Tomb Raider? Game of the Year up there?
Huh. I keep...
Okay, then that's fine. I say that's how we do this. Like, all of us agree at Last of Us, right? Up there,
yep.
BioShock Infinite,
yeah. Up yes.
There. Okay, then let's just try it like that. Then
Zelda.
I didn't play it.
Right. Because I still go with Devil May Cry over Tomb Raider. I've been.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on board with Devil May Cry. It's my number 3.
Okay.
But, okay, hold on.
I have Tomb Raider.
My problem is I want Brothers in there. But I have to get... That means...
Okay, since I didn't play it, I'm not going to have an opinion on the games I didn't play.
Brothers means Rogue Legacy has to make it. And I still... Yeah.
Brothers is a great game. But... There's a lot of really great games on this list right now.
Having played Brothers, do you want Brothers on Game of the Year?
It's not my top five.
Okay.
I don't think DMC is going to make it either. I'm okay with striking DMC.
I don't think DMC is going to make it. No, it's a fun game.
So if you're striking DMC, then are you also striking Tomb Raider since you like DMC more than Tomb Raider?
Yep, that's what I'm saying. What does that do to our list?
But I would strike. Well,
yeah.
I mean, I already said that, so we're gonna we're gonna disagree on some of these.
Nope, we gotta be 100% consensus.
Yeah,
on the exact order. That's a good. At least we don't have to put him in a five.
But you struck my number 3 game of the year, so we don't agree.
Dude, I've already made concessions.
What Jason is saying, I agree with, in that Rogue Legacy is a game a lot of us have played. I don't think any of us really...
I also play a lot of Animal Crossing, and that's not here.
Well, that was us, and we're crazy, apparently. But I would think Rogue Legacy should make Final Five.
Wow, really? I'm excited to play.
Well, you haven't played it. Hold on.
So we've got four left. We've got four left in three spots. What's getting cut?
I know which one I would cut.
I bet that Zelda game is amazing.
Okay, hold on. Can I trade you guys? If I give up on Brothers, which I hate to do.
Who played DMC?
Coop and I did.
Three of us.
I played it too.
All three of you did?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is on it. Where was it on your list, or was it on your list?
You're the one that convinced me to start it.
It was the runner-up in my category for reboots. I gave it to Tomb Raider. So it's not in my top five.
Where was I going?
Wait, so you wanted to trade in...
I was going to give up on Brothers.
For DMC?
No. I'm going to give up on Brothers. And you guys can take one of Rogue Legacy or Gunpoint. But I get to put in DMC. So I'm saying Zelda's in there.
Well, I like what Jason just said. We can nix it because it'll always be a Zelda game. Like, it's that Zelda game. It's just another Zelda game.
It's one of the best games this year.
That is true, but I guess we gotta get down to five. And I think it's a really good Zelda game. It's like a more polished, modern.
I like Link Zelda. To the past. I like Zelda over Rogue Legacy, Brothers, and Gunpoint.
Okay.
Wait, no, I don't. Well, I like Brothers over them, but I've given up.
Because I think I like all those games,
I like Zelda over Rogue Legacy at Gunpoint.
Yeah, so. I feel like those games are all kind of like real little, smaller games. Yeah,
I like Brothers the best, but I've given up on.
It's like
I don't have any backing.
What does Ethan have here? Ethan has Gunpoint that we've talked about.
I think Gunpoint struggles to compete with some of these games.
Okay,
Gunpoint's really great. It's going to struggle to compete with it. I almost say it struggles to compete with Rogue Legacy in my mind.
Yeah.
And I just can't see Gunpoint coming in. There's strikes against it. It's a really great game, but, this is a phenomenal list. So I would almost say strike Gunpoint out, make that just one of those ones that we don't have to delve into too much, because I think the other ones are fuller games, you know?
Can I do that? Can I do this? Zelda Rogue Legacy Brothers? Just drop Gunpoint?
Yes. I'm okay with this.
Yeah, that's...
Coop?
I would put DMC over Brothers, but I'm outvoted, so... it's fine. We're not all going to agree, I don't think.
Right. Are you really... Mr. Zelda, are you... You're really okay with...
Well, I didn't play it. So I can't feel... Like, tell me. I can't say it was game of the year.
So, the question I always ask...
It's the best Zelda game since your last favorite Zelda game.
See, I don't know what your favorite game... That statement right there is why I question Zelda.
No. Yeah. I say that because the last three Zelda games have been shit.
Okay.
Well, still not that's strong words against Skyward Sword. But Skyward Sword had issues.
I will never argue.
It had issues. Okay.
I mean, I feel like people get...
Twilight Princess.
You bastard!
I also say fuck Twilight Princess.
You can turn into a wolf!
Wolves are pretty cool.
I liked Okami better.
Is it only... Yeah.
That game was amazing.
Sorry.
If the other Zelda games...
my favorite Zelda game.
Had been strong, would this one had felt as strong as it did?
Yes.
Is it only feeling strong because the last ones were bad?
No.
Is it only good because everybody gets excited when a new Zelda game comes out?
I feel like I've gotten through that.
Yeah.
This Zelda's just... It's just... It's so well paced. It's just such a tight adventure experience. As far as I felt like the length of it was perfect. I felt like there's still more stuff for me to go back and explore. It trimmed all the fat, and every dungeon was awesome.
Can I help this? Where I think it's important to have a handheld representative.
Sure.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
It's a strong game, and I mean
you're okay with this list.
The issues. Like, the issues that people have with Skyward Sword aren't prevalent here in this Zelda, and I will understand that point, even as, like, if Justin doesn't like Skyward Sword and I like Skyward Sword, we both agree this one opens up the idea of you don't have to go into dungeons in a linear fashion and get the tool you need for that dungeon in that dungeon.
What? It does what?
It opens... It kind
but
of.
But that's not part of the formula.
It breaks that formula. And
what?
The game works really well because of it.
Okay.
But it's no Remember Me.
I'm more upset about Mass Effect Citadel, but I'm past that now.
All right, that is not in order. Okay.
Now this is just confusing.
Are we okay with that?
Yeah, that looks good. That's a strong list.
Yes.
I don't feel bad about that list.
Your main issue is kind of the DMC over any of those three.
I mean, I'm actually fine with Zelda's where it's at. I didn't play it, so I can't judge it. I trust the fact that you didn't like every Zelda game makes me value your opinion more on this Zelda game. Because I know people who...
I like select Zelda games.
Yeah, and I mean, I know too many people that just get boners over every Zelda game that comes out.
If it helps, I didn't play A Link to the Past till way later, and I don't have a nostalgic tie to that game.
Same here.
And so...
So yeah, I'm completely fine with the first three. The last two are the only ones I question, but I don't know that I can convince.
You mean you question them over DMC?
I mean, I enjoyed DMC and Tomb Raider both more than both of those games.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
But...
I love Tomb Raider. Like I said, I didn't play either of those games. Right. So what do we? Like I'm right. Qualified to.
We got our finalists. It. What are we dealing with? Where's everybody lying with the winner? Ethan, do you want to start? You want to pick one?
Yeah, I definitely think, and again, not playing it. The fact that I've played two games, I feel really strongly for them, but just the impact, just the talk that I've heard of it, the videos that I've watched. I really think Last of Us just, to me, feels like the game of the year. I think I had issues with BioShock Infinite.
Okay.
Rogue Legacy was great, but it can't compare to some of these. No frame of reference for Zelda or Brothers. But I think that Last of Us, to me, sounds like... If it has to be a tiebreaker, I would say that.
Okay. I don't think you're getting any arguments. Does anybody want to say anything else about the five games on the list before we...
No, yeah, I'm fine with those five.
So, okay.
That was a rough,
woo.
Rough
think we,
choice.
Yeah, it was,
I mean, we pretty much knew it was decided before.
Yeah, I think,
here.
Yeah.
All right.
I already knew what it was going to be.
That was a pretty obvious one.
It's nailing down those last
There was
five.
A lot of good games this year. I mean,
yes, there were.
Can we all just give games a round of applause?
Oh, okay,
I don't, you know.
So, we were talking, there's a couple conversations going on online, but like, the quantity of quality in 2013 just kind of blew me away. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Like, some people were saying there wasn't the runaway favorite, but it's because it wasn't because a game didn't leap out in front. It's because there were just so many front runners. And I think we were kind
of
spoiled.
Well, I mean, there were a lot of big major flops too. Like when we consider SimCity and the Battlefield. Stuff
and just
like
be prepared. 2014 may be okay, but the gaming bubble is about to burst. Everyone, it's on the horizon. I love these years.
Well, I think what this has shown us is like
hug your family.
What we can expect from the next year is like smaller indie games just being.
Yeah,
there being a lot of them, and
it's
there
being
a lot
really
of
different.
Amazing.
It's gonna be really different, but I have high hopes. I think a bunch of people trying a bunch of interesting things. So, I think. Game surprised me a lot this year, and I don't see reason to kind of hope against that. So we might not have I don't think we'll have the quantity, Ethan, but I still think we'll have a lot of great games. So,
oh, we will, but the bubble's going to break. Saturated market, too much competition, extravagant costs. Yeah, well, indie guys are going to have to pick it up. But just like what happened in the 80s, you know, it's fine. We could all use a little bit.
Do you really want to end that on this on that note? Come on.
Flock of seagulls.
I thought you were here to have fun.
Well, you guys talked about sad stuff. Now I'm going to talk about something sad.
Mike the Dean's got a pretty good list right there in chat.
Hey, let's go. Game of the Year 2013 from HorribleNight.com. Congratulations to The Last of Us.
Wait, The Last of Us won?
The finalists are BioShock Infinite, The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds, Rogue Legacy, and Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. Fantastic work, gentlemen. It was a great 2013. I can say that because we're in 2014. So thanks to everybody that joined us in our live chat. It was a lot of fun. And we will see you again on HorribleNight.com real soon.
Real soon.
Later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Remember me.